Northwestern Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Harold Boutte Jr., gastroenterologist at Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Center. Hello, Dr. Boutte, and welcome.
Hello, Beyonce.
I'm happy to have you join me.
I am very happy to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
So today we're going to talk about colonoscopies. It's a word that most of us are very familiar with. Let's get into it, doctor. But I first have to admit, I've been slow with receiving a colonoscopy, sir.
Why and when should we have a colonoscopy?
You know, I want to make sure that I start off by saying I level with you. I hear you and appreciate you, because the thought of somebody taking a camera where the sun doesn't shine and going all the way through your colon to look for these little tiny polyps, which are growths within the colon, in an effort to remove them and then prevent colon cancer or just early detection, it sounds barbaric, you know, when you think about it, right? But at the same time, it's a routine procedure. It's incredibly safe. The risks of it are incredibly low when you think about those risks of things like bleeding and infection, or even the scariest risk, which is perforation, making a hole in the lining of the colon. Even that risk is on the scale of 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 100,000. Mm. Risk of infection is 0.01%. So that's why we say it's so safe. You don't even need antibiotics prophylactically for this type of test, unless you've got a mechanical heart valve or you get dialysis through your belly, which isn't the case for most people, right?
But because it's invasive, is there a risk for bleeding?
Risk of bleeding, life-threatening bleeding, is as high as 1%. Usually the amount of blood from removing a polyp that you lose is the same as if you nick yourself shaving.
Oh!
Usually we can get through your entire colon with a scope in about 3 to 5 minutes. But because of the American Society of Gastrointestinal Endoscopy, or the ASGE, the recommended withdrawal time is no less than 10 minutes, because you want to take time looking through the colon forwards and backwards, looking around folds, just to try and find these tiny little polyps, which can be sometimes as small as 2 to 3 millimeters in size, to be able to find those things, remove them, and to prevent them from turning into colon cancer in the future.
So then what are the specific types of polyps that they're looking for?
Not all polyps are created equally, but the ones that we're looking for are these precancerous polyps.
And precancer meaning?
Precancerous means that they're not cancer yet. It means that in the next 10 years, this same polyp, with certain features, they have a 10 to 15% chance of turning into a colon cancer if you left them in the colon.
This is Northwestern Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Harold Boutte Jr., gastroenterologist at Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Center. And we are discussing colonoscopies. Dr. Boutte, when should someone get screened? And not only that, how often should we be screened?
If you are 45, it used to be 50, but now the age is 45 to start screening for colon cancer. And then they get screened every 5 years thereafter, no matter if they find no polyps or if they find a couple. If you have polyps in the colon, if you have only one or two small polyps, small being relative but less than a centimeter in size, you're going to come back for that next colonoscopy, Beyonce, in 7 to 10 years. It used to be 5 years, but we know that those polyps are small. They have a very long time of turning into colon cancer, something that you need to worry about.
This is really something I hear people saying, oh, it's time to get my colonoscopy. Oh, I gotta, but I keep putting it off and da, 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 da. And, you know, I have to admit, I had the package sent to my home and the package is still sitting in the box. But I promise after this conversation, it will be taken care of. I think the one thing that our listeners and myself, the takeaway, we just want to know, what is the actual procedure like? You hear all these different stories. I know you mentioned earlier, you're put to sleep, takes about a 30-minute process. The actual process can take up to just 5 minutes. But what is it when I walk into that room, what's going to take place?
We know there's the prep where you have to clean out your system. But after that, what happens?
After that, you get into the room. We wheel you back. We lay you on the left side. So usually your IV's on your right side. You lay on your left side and you get into position. You do whatever the nurses say and you'll be just fine. But once you do that, they start the medication. You drift off to sleep slowly but surely. And once you're nice and asleep, that's when we start our work. Here at Northwestern, we like you to be comfortable.
And finally, Dr. Boutte, the importance of a colonoscopy.
We can prevent 94 to 98% of colon cancers by people coming in, getting a colonoscopy, and following up with regular routine screening intervals. It's just that simple. It is a very preventable disease.
Thank you again, Dr. Harold Boutte, Jr., gastroenterologist at Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Center. This is Northwestern Voices of Better Medicine.